Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live, not from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, but we're back right here in the lobby area with our weekly update. Our producers put this together, and we're having a good time. I'm Tom. We all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are you today?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good right now. I'm actually updating my Facebook check-in and my Instagram, so I got it all going on over here.
It's been a busy social 24 hours, hasn't it?
You got to let the world know what you're doing, man.
I do. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the most wonderful son a man could have. It's his birthday today. It's Bubba's birthday. It was 29 years ago today he was born. Bub, happy, happy birthday, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far.
It has.
Had a lot of stuff going on. We had a great time last night, man, and looking forward to the entire weekend.
We did. We're going to get into that. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com. Tony Rienzi, the exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, tonyrienzi.com. Monkey in Paradise, they were with us last night. We're going to talk about that, Bub.
This is true.
MonkeyInParadise.com. Wow. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please, Bub, drink responsibly. How
yes.
about that? And Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will be there from 7:30 to 1 at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team. We're going to set it up just as we are in the pits for people to experience, see the bus, and we will be doing autographs at 10 o'clock, Bub.
That sounds good to me, man. I'll be there.
It's going to be a great time. Hey, Bub, let's talk a little bit about this week. We're going to go over the week real quick. We'll jump in to him for Monday, which was the Mercedes and the factory repairs, man, the AMG 63 car you finished up.
Yeah, man. So, Monday started off great. Every week here at BEM is a long week. We have a lot of stuff that goes on, and, this one was... as we mention all the time, dude, we have so much stuff that goes on here. Everything from, like I just mentioned on my Facebook check-in, from literally high horsepower rides to race cars and track cars to, exotics to domestic to European to Asian. I mean, there's so much stuff, whether it's coming in going, mild or going out wild, whatever you want to throw at it. That was it. And we did the C63 AMG. This was truly like an animal of its car for its time.
It was.
The C63 package was, V8 twin turbo.
Yep.
The cars were just nasty aggressive off the showroom floor. And this one was just nothing more than a front bumper replacement, and it was a job that we went through, and we did it very high in quality, as we do here with every job at BEM. It was just start to finish, all Mercedes-Benz parts, Mercedes-Benz paint. That way there were no flaws, there were no imperfections. Once this car went out the door, it was exactly as if it would have left the showroom floor again.
And the funny thing was, Bub, they only wrote you for used parts on that car coming out of a yard. Little man! They only wrote you for parts coming out of a yard. Again, you took it upon yourself to take it to the limit and order only factory replacement parts all the way down to the fog lights and driving lamps on it.
Yeah, well, it's the way I look at it, man, I've done a lot of stuff with direct fit replacement and also aftermarket, stuff that's quote unquote direct fit. And it doesn't matter, man, no matter how good the tooling is, you're not dealing with mass production products. When you're dealing with other, aftermarket body companies, especially for an AMG front bumper, it's a flexible plastic composite that it is factory, and you start dealing with stuff that's, a different sort of form, whether it's fiberglass, anything like that. The client may have wanted to go with a different one. Maybe they wanted original. You look at all that quality and the time you're going to put into aftermarket products versus, spending a little bit more, cutting your profit way down by buying more, but you're doing it in a quicker turnaround time because you're working with something that is exactly what it should be.
With higher quality.
Right, for higher quality sure. products. I mean, you buy it, it's like buying a good pair of shoes that's the right size, or buying a pair of cheap online because they're half a size too small or half a size too big. It's not going to be right.
So that's just the way you do it, Bub. You
yep.
always go to the edge, even if your profit margins or your ROI, return on investment, as we say, is minimal. Tuesday, we hit the 700 horsepower club, Bub, with the white Corvette. We talked about that a little bit. And then we followed that up on Wednesday with the sit-down, shut-up, drive, Bub edition Corvette as well. Both that C7 was featured on both those days, Bub.
Yeah, man, that car, it turned out to be an animal, and that just shows, a little bit of everything that we do here, from the paint and body side to the mechanical to the upholstery to the designs to custom cut wheels and tires to, lift kits to lowering kits to anything you could possibly freaking imagine. I mean, here at BEM, we literally do it all. The only thing that we physically outsource is chrome plating and powder coating. and that's it. Everything else is done in-house under one roof. Couldn't ask for much more, and it allows us to truly hold the quality exactly where we want it to. But that, you know, that Vette was a great car that came in. It was an LT1-based Corvette. It's a C7 model, so 2014 and newer. You know, the car is put out factory right at the 450 horsepower mark. And, you know, with today's bolt-ons, they're not hard to achieve that 700 horsepower plus club. And it's fun. I mean, that's really it where you want to be in those cars. You don't need too much more than that. You start touching that 750, the 800, the 850 mark, and it gets to be almost unstreetable, uncontrollable, because those cars are so violent when you hit that 700 horsepower mark. And that's exactly what we gave the client. He loves it. We're super satisfied with it. You know, Pro Charge application, which typically gets you between 40 and 50% increase in horsepower, just by simply bolt-ons, man. It's, you take it all out of the box. It comes with a handheld tuner. That gets you started, gets you a very nice platform to work with. That should put you in the 650 range. Then you do, you know, complementing exhaust and tuning. You can go additional with it, additional with fuel systems, and very quickly push those numbers well past 700, 750.
Beautiful car. The client, you spoke to him yesterday, he was blown away by how that car operated and performs, man.
Yeah, he loves it. And it's, you know, that was one of those things where a lot of years of experience and, you know, just, you know, whenever we do a build for anybody, we make sure that we put ourselves in the client's shoes as well as ours, you know, so we give, you know, not only a personal standpoint with it, because we put the personal, you know, moral side of things to every build we do, but also the professional side of it. You know, even when people come in and they say, hey, I've got 20 grand, I want to dump it all. I mean, hey, listen, let's talk about it, because you might not even need to spend three or four to get the exact thing you want, right? And this was the same case. You know, he wanted the car to be super loud. He wanted it to be violent sounding. And we gave him just that, but at the same time, we kept it very streetable. It's a very nice car. It's not his daily driver, but it is his car that he takes his girl out on dates with. So he wanted to make sure he had something that he can drive and enjoy when he wanted to, not just have it so freaking loud you can't even use a Bluetooth feature anymore. So we, you know, with the Cook's long tube headers, the 3-inch off-road X-pipe we did, you know, we literally mounted those into the factory mufflers on that car, which some people out there would be like, huh, why would you do that and not spend an extra $3,000-$4,000 on mufflers? But the reality is the factory mufflers, when you open those things up with long tubes and an off-road X-pipe without cats and resonators, they get violently loud.
They do.
And you've got the factory valving system on them. You can control it right there in the center console, whether you're going from economy to sport to tour, and you can make that thing exactly what you want.
Perhaps you remember this episode, Bob. Perhaps you remember that episode, Bob.
I do not remember that.
No?
Actually. Nope.
When you actually broke the, you spent the whole episode putting together the small shell gas pump replica.
This is
and
true.
You broke it on the floor.
This is true.
It's happy birthday, Bob. Last night we were racing under the lights at Palm Beach International Raceway, Bob. it was an amazing event. It was a great time with Tony Franco and Hooked on Driving. Monkey Paradise showed up for a couple minutes. You ran both the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches out there. Our pit was extremely well visited. Then the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang, S550 Mustang, made a surprise appearance. You actually drove that car last night for the first time on the track, and you came away with the opinion that it handled better and outperformed the Porsches.
Man, dude, I'm telling you, super shocker right there, man. That thing to me, that's the first time, you know, Gio Hammerbeck, who's our professional rally and drift driver, he's been in that car. It's already really shown itself strong at PBIR and at Homestead Miami Motor Speedway.
It's getting a lot of attention.
You know, this thing has been, you know, Shelby America's looked at the car. They want to get their hands on it. Hooked on Driving wants to get their hands on it. It's going out to SEMA this year, and it's going to be completely different than what anybody even sees on the street right now. Totally different power class, totally different looks, the width, the stance, everything's going to change. Between now and SEMA, but I'll tell you what, man, that car, when I took it out last night, it performed way further than what my expectations were.
In what way, Bob? Tell us how it outperformed your expectations.
So, number one, it's running a set of Nitto tires, or the NT555s, right? So it's a really good tire that's on there. They're the second generation. You know, they call them the G2s in the Nitto line. Generation 2, which is the second model line of what the original 555s were, the 555s, whatever people want to call them. You know, the car, when I run that car on the street, the handling characteristics of it, the tires are just, they're plain, man, they're poop. They're, you know, you run that thing hard and you start building boost, that car's running right at 27, 28 pounds of boost. So it's, you know, when you come on full boost, it's everything you've got to try to keep that car straight in line. So that was actually last night, you know, knowing that background of driving the car, just, it's always light. You know, the car's lightweight, it's always spinning, it's always sliding on me, especially in, you know, any type of moist condition, not getting traction in that car. And you know, those cars, everyone knows with Mustangs, they can get away from you super quick. There's a lot of guys out there that total them really fast. Kind of like a funny little cult following that does that. There's all these videos of guys with supercharged Mustangs that just total them all the time in crowds and everything because they come on so strong. So, you know, last night I actually took the car out and I didn't want to, even though I'm a class 1 through 4 pro driver, I didn't want to take the car out and push it to an extreme on the first time of me running it to where it could be, you know, potentially dangerous for either myself or anybody else out on the track. So I put it on a novice class first, and I wanted to just get the feel for the car, what it would do, only because I would be limited by the drivers around me, right? So I wouldn't be pushing to stay with, like, a Road Cup car. So I started doing this thing. I was running it in class 1, and I was all over everyone, dude. I couldn't, you know, I was on my brakes more than I was.
You were
powering the car because I was so, the car just comes on so strong, and it's, you know, the way it's geared, the way the boost comes on and the way it's tuned, it's, you know, third gear running through that road course and then, you know, fourth, fifth through the back stretches was absolutely perfect, man. But it was to a point where I was literally over pushing that car in novice class. So I stayed in it, got into class 2, rode it in through class 3 last night, through advanced classes with all those cars, man. And I'll tell you what, dude, that thing is third gear running through those corners, man. You're right at like 42 to 4,600 RPM. And, you know, that's that power band for that car. I mean, it comes on way sooner than that, but that's like you're dead on in that power band. So, you know, you're working that throttle, working it. And it's the second you just pan from quarter throttle going through a corner and in a corner to wide open throttle, man, it's 28 pounds of boost and you're just gone, dude. And it's like a rocket.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that thing was, there's, you know, it's a 4-cylinder up front, all aluminum in the front end. There's no weight, so it doesn't have that big Shelby GT350, the heavy V8 weight. It's a supercharger, pushes around where it's kind of like you feel it dip in each corner. Doesn't have that at all, man. That thing held snug to the road. We dropped the tires from the Street 44 down to about 36, and that thing just held.
Tires actually heated up to almost 50 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're out there.
So strong, man. I was super impressed with that car.
I actually drove the, I remember when you came off the track. Mr. Producer, you have a question, sir?
Yes, Mark Hoffman. GM Tom, Bubba, and Big Money. I hope Big Money's feeling better.
Good morning, Mark Hoffman. How are you?
Yes, as you can see, he's trying to be a little terror, but also center of attention, right?
Yep,
here.
There he is, in the cage. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. Bub, I drove the Bubba's Got Motorsports 991, the 911S Carrera last time. It was the first time I'd ever driven it. I was out, I got in trouble by the track officials. The car, to me, outperformed the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 981. The power in that car is absolutely undeniable, man. In fact, we got up at such high speeds that the wind buffeting, because you have to have your windows down, windows have to stay down. We got up at such high speeds, the wind buffeting inside the cab was almost you could hardly even control anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were coming down that back stretch at about 150 miles an hour, you know, I mean, there was one other car out there that was running, and that was that new Hellcat. Did you see the black Hellcat out there?
Mm-hmm.
That guy was the strongest guy on the field last night.
No, it was, I talked to one of our buddies this morning. There were actually, you know, I think there were two or three out there that were just absolute animals, dude, that, you know, the cars are factory proven cars. They were mass production cars again.
I'm working on my arms when I'm trying to drum.
Wow, that was my arm workout from yesterday before we went racing.
Another poop from our producer.
So you know what, man? It's funny because there was no old junk out there at all. There were no old cars out there. These things couldn't hang with the types of conditions that today's cars can bring to the table. You know, there was a Z06 out there, brand new Z06. There was a brand new Hellcat, and there was a brand new GT3 Porsche. And those three, man, they were the top dogs on that track.
That GT3, you talk about the white one, that car was solid. But you know what? Your car was right up in there with it.
No, it's, it was definitely there. But these cars were not by any means stock. They were wide open, you know, full built motors. And these cars can handle it. You know, they've got the right handling systems on them. They've got the right braking systems. And that's what you really need. I mean, power is nothing if you can't control it. And, you know, you come out of these straightaways at 150, 160, 170, you're coming down on your brakes. If you don't have brakes to slow down, you're going to the wall.
That's right.
It's just that simple, man.
That happened last night.
It did.
Last hot lap, it was almost 10 o'clock. We were on the last couple laps. I was with our rally champion, Gio, in our rally car, the M3. That car is unbelievable when he gets into that drift mode with that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming out of turn 10. You know, that's a Widowmaker over there. We were coming in out of turn 10, and the Maserati right in front of us stuffed it right into the wall.
Yeah.
And you saw, you know, it. They had the ambulance equipment out there and everything like that. I mean, he put that thing up there pretty good, though.
Yeah, man, and you know, that just it. You just shows, man. You gotta really get the feel for your car. You've gotta practice with it, man. You can't just go out and just because even if you're on a closed course doesn't mean you're a professional driver.
That's right.
That's just putting you in a safe environment to do it. And even then, it's if you let that car get away from you, it can still be life threatening. You know.
That's right.
So, just got to drive it right.
It's got to be careful. Bub, this weekend, we are the Bub's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team is already on the road. They went home, got some sleep last night after we got, we didn't get to bed until about 2 coming back from the event. We got a couple hours sleep, got up this morning, came in, and the race and rally team is back on the road. They're headed north towards Orlando, Bub, to the firm, which is a very, very hard it's what?
Stark, Florida.
It's a very challenging course, Bub. Mm-hmm. Gio, our rally car driver, is number one in the point standings there. We have the cars on the way up the road now. Then they will race tomorrow and then turn around and get back on the road here to be at the Cars and Coffee event on Sunday, where the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team will be on display for people to see in person, not just in from a distance in the pits.
Yeah, man, like I mentioned, you know, start of the week, I think it was like Monday or Tuesday when we were finished up on a couple of rides, you know, I mentioned that this is going to be one insane packed week with schedules and, you know, events. We've got, you know, some stuff is, you know, double bookings, and we've got literally our crew, North Florida, South Florida, East, West, and, you know, we're going to be down at Cars and Coffee, Palm Beach on Sunday. That's going to be insane. There's going to be a lot of rides out there. That's the Christmas one, too, correct? Mm-hmm.
Christmas in July.
Yep. So that's going to be, I think, is there something about Toys for Tots? You bring a gift or what?
Yeah, it's Christmas in July, an unwrapped gift
of
$10 or something like that. And then the next thing you know, you can donate that at the VIP booth.
Okay. So. And then, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, check out Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach. You can see exactly what those parameters are. Get out there.
Exotics you're going to see.
Yeah.
And we're right there with the exotics. They're putting our display setting right there. And I think we go on at 10 o'clock for autographs or something like that.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team is getting ready again. We were getting ready all day long yesterday as well to get this thing out on the road for everybody.
Yep.
So it's been a very, very busy week, ladies and gentlemen. Very busy the week.
But yep.
Tomorrow we have the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast doing it Bubba style live from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on Facebook. Do we know what we're going to be discussing tomorrow? I need to put those shows up.
I have no idea yet.
Okay. I will put it up today. Be watching on Facebook. We'll know what the theme for it is. I'm sure we'll be talking a little bit about the race team again and coming in. That always gets a big rating, Bub. People like hearing about that stuff, especially behind the scenes. And now Sunday, we're going to set up the pit for you guys to come see it physically and see how we operate on the track.
Yep, looking forward to it, man.
Bub, happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Happy birthday to you. You have been nothing but a source of constant happiness for me, and I can't thank you enough for everything. I do hear the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 991 Carrera S outside the window here.
Yep.
It must be here.
That's going into full detail right now, man. Yep. I have no time to do it tomorrow with the events tomorrow, so it's got to get done today because we got to be set up by 8 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yes.
So just a lot of stuff to get ready.
Absolutely, man.
Yep.
So, Bub, happy birthday. I'm sure the world wishes you a happy birthday as well. Until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. This Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com. For the finest in boutique apparel, it's Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We'll be there from 7:30 to 1, 7:30 to 12, Sunday at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, exit 71 off 95 here in the Palm Beaches. TonyRienzi.com, TonyRienzi.com, the exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. We thank Tony Franco for bringing us out there last night and having a wonderful time. And finally, to Monkey in Paradise, who reminds you to drink responsibly. Ladies and gentlemen, please set out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner today. If somebody's got their hands full, or it's an elderly person, open the door for them. If they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. It's cheap at Payless. There's a Payless right there at the Palm Beach Outlets. If somebody's hungry, McDonald's is cheap. Till tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.